Ian Gough is a player with vast experience, 60 plus caps for Wales, has won a lot of trophies, and has, I guess, looking at a player like Ian, the reason we've brought him in is obviously George Givington's struggling at the moment, and we've had to draft Ian Nemo in to cover Kieran Lowe. So Ian comes in. I've always felt we were probably one lock short. We just got the four locks. So Ian will be the fifth lock. He brings a lot of experience, massive work rate, and that experience and leadership, I suppose. We're a young emerging group, and it's nice to welcome Ian into the fold. I'm sure he'll do a good job, and we can't wait for him to start work on Monday.
And his credentials, physicality, work rate, power, are those the credentials you want through your forward pack in general?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a luxury going into games with aerial locks now, because the game's so physical, the amount of driving and the hard scrummaging and clean out work and what have you. So a guy like Ian, very physical player, great work ethic and work rate and great experience. And to cap it all off, he's just a very genuine, good bloke. And it's important when you're trying to grow a culture and an environment that you get the right people. So we've been very fortunate to pick him up.
And just finally, a player of his experience and quality with his track record, were you surprised you were able to get him and surprised he had been released?
There's a problem, isn't there, financially for the some of the Welsh provincial teams, and I understand that may be the case with some of the Irish provincial teams and what have you. The losing in the naming rights sponsor from from that Celtic League has been a problem, and the regions are feeling it. And obviously Ian was a big player for the Ospreys, and they've just had to sort. It's a purely a financial decision, and so we're fortunate. We're always one lock short. And we've searched far and wide, and I'm very happy that Ian's joining us.
You think he's still good enough to make it at the top level?
Yeah, mate, just go back and have a look at his last three Heineken Cup games from last season, and you'll see he's still got outstanding quality and physicality and all that sort of stuff. So he'll be a player, for whatever reason, George has got himself knocked around a little bit. He's a player who's going to be able to fill those shoes for some time.